Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY22 earnings conference call of NGL Fincam Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishabh Das from Pareto Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. This is Rishabh Das from Pareto Capital. We represent investor relations for NGL Fincam Limited. On behalf of NGL Fincam, I welcome you all to our Q2 FY22 earnings conference call. I have with me from the management, Mr. Rahul Nachani, Managing Director, Mr. Rajesh Lawande, Whole-time Director and CFO, and Ms. Pallavi Pernekar, Company Secretary. We will have brief opening remarks from the management, followed by the Q&A session. Please note that certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to certain risks and uncertainties that could cause our actual results or projections to differ materially from these statements. NGL Fincam Limited will not be in any way responsible for any action taken based on such statements and undertakes no obligation to publicly update these forward-looking statements to reflect subsequent events or circumstances. I would now hand over the call to Mr. Rahul Nachani for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good morning to all of you. Thank you for joining us on this call. Let me open the call with a few remarks on our performance for the quarter and strategy going ahead. I am pleased with the performance our team has delivered in this tough macro environment. This quarter, we faced major headwinds on all cost fronts: rising input prices, increasing fuel prices, and elevated freight costs. However, in spite of these challenges for the quarter, consolidated sales grew 15% year-on-year to reach 78 crores as against 68 crores in the same quarter last year. For H1 FY22, our growth has been 39% year-on-year. Though on a sequential basis, the growth was lower at 3%, we are not facing any challenges on the demand front or any competitive pressures. We continue to hold on to the market share gains in our key products that we had in the last few years. Our wet API business, which forms over 80% of our revenues, witnessed strong growth of 33% year-on-year in Q2 FY22 and grew sequentially also by 13%. We also continue to expand in newer geographies. Our revenues from rest of world, especially Latin America and Africa, has seen significant traction during this year. These geographies now form around 15% of our revenues. Also, we have made inroads in the US market, which contributed 5% to our revenues during this year. Our EBITDA margins were impacted due to cost disruptions, as mentioned above. Despite that, we continue to maintain strong EBITDA levels of 17 crores with a margin of 22%. We recorded a net profit of 14 crores with a margin of 18%. We expect the current macro sentiment on cost and materials availability to continue for the remaining part of this year and start improving subsequently. Now coming to our capex plans, we have already incurred 28 crores towards our Macrotech expansion. We are awaiting the last leg of MPCB approval and expect to start commercialization in the next few weeks. We should see this expansion contributing to our revenues from Q4 onwards. We also plan to increase outsourced production to 15% and continue process improvements and debottlenecking efforts to help drive near-term growth. Our planned greenfield expansion at Tarapur is also on course. Approvals and land are in place. The expected capex for this project will be of 100 crores, which will bring in a 50% capacity addition and will be funded through a mix of debt and internal accruals. We aim to commercialize and start production by mid-FY24. We aim to continue growing our business by leveraging our robust balance sheet with a net debt-free position and continue investing in our market position by remaining cost-competitive, reliable, and offer high-quality solutions to all our customers. This is from my side. We can open the floor for discussion.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Two questions. One on the gross margin side. So you have alluded in your opening remarks regards to pressures on the expense side, on the cost side. So we are currently around 55% on the gross margin. Somewhere at the lower end, if I observe last 10 to 12 quarters. So are the pressures on the raw material front now stabilizing, or are they still there, or are they moving in the opposite direction, whereby our gross margins can show some improvement in the coming quarters? And second is, sir, on the capex front, both on the macro tech and the greenfield expansion at Tarapur. Macrotech, we had spoken about 20 crores of capex, and Tarapur was 80 crores. So Macrotech now we understand it is 28 crores, and Tarapur Greenfield, we have put the number now at 100 crores. So is this, are we adding some additional capacity, or is this kind of cost overrun which has happened? Yeah, that's it from my side in terms of the questions.
Yeah, thank you, Rahul, for that. On the margin front, as you may well be aware, you know, commodity prices have been shooting up since around April and May this year. And in commodities, I mean by almost across the board. So we see commodity chemicals are going up, we see metals going up, steel and iron, and also copper going up. Now, this impacts and, you know, has a big impact on all our operating costs. The second major impact has been on export freight and import freight. Freight costs have gone up almost 10x in the last 4 months. Now, having said that, you know, the steep increase which was taking place has started plateauing sort of a situation right now. But whether these prices will start softening immediately or they will over the next 3 to 6 months is something which, you know, is open to discussion. We are hopeful that this might probably last for maybe another 3 to 6 months and not longer than that, and it should start softening around that. The key thing over here is that sales growth remains strong as and when commodity prices start correcting themselves. We should see the margin improvement take place immediately due to that. The second part with regard to the cost overrun on the capex outlay, as you said, you know, these were just ballpark figures which we had come with earlier. As we sit down and do the detailed engineering, the actual extent of investment comes through. Now, rather than cost overrun, there has been a cost built up because of the cost of metals and cement and commodities. So, cost of construction is up, cost of equipment which we have to purchase is up. By the time when we start construction, if the metal prices start going down, then that will also result in lower, lower cost of the project. So, these are just initial estimates right now and are subject to change over the next few months.
Sure. And so with regards to Macrotech also, that from 20 to 28?
So part of it was because of that. Part of it was also because we decided to convert Macrotech into a zero liquid discharge unit. So that took away a large amount of investment.
Sure. So just one last thing on this. You have mentioned that demand continues to be strong. And in your presentation also, you have mentioned that inventories are higher to cater to the growing demand. So, the scenario when the demand is strong, are we able to increase our prices of products, or are we trying to gain more market share during this time so that when the prices of raw materials fall, you are in much better place? What is your strategy with regards to this?
Our strategy is to clearly hold on to market share at this point of time. because we have made substantial gains in market share, you know, as compared to let's say 2 years ago. And we want to not just hold on to these gains, but keep on adding gains as we go along. And till now, it's actually working pretty well. We are very confident of sales growth taking place. If you see year on year, we definitely are growing. And very soon, you'll see quarter growth also taking place.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir. And wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Ankit from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a very decent set of numbers given the tough times we are going through. On this capex and, you know, like currently we are doing a 78-80 crore of quarterly run rate, and this Macrotech expansion is expected to complete in the next few weeks. And there will be increase in outsourcing also from 5% to 15%, and there will be debottlenecking also. So given the current run rate of around 70 or 80 crore quarterly revenue, can that be increased to, let's say, 110 crore post all this, you know, expansion plus outsourcing and debottlenecking are completed, and if the demand remains strong, will it be possible to reach 110 crore kind of quarterly run rate in revenue?
I missed exactly what the question was over here. Can I just please
Sure. Yeah, so without, you know, currently, with the current setup, we are doing around 78-80 crore of quarterly run rate beginning in last quarter. And Macrotech expansion is expected to get completed in next few weeks. Plus, we will also have the outsourcing thing from, you know, increasing from 5 to 15%. And we have debottlenecking making also, which will come in. So, post all these initiatives, will it be possible for us to reach a quarterly revenue run rate of around 110 crores?
We are hopeful of reaching that number probably in the next within the next 2 years. Yes.
Sure. And this is before the greenfield expansion comes in.
Yeah. So 2 years. So for the next 2 years, the growth path is based on what we have going right now in terms of outsourcing and the Macrotech expansion.
Sure.
And the new greenfield should take us roughly about 20 months to, 18 to 20 months to put in.
Sure. And on this, the new greenfield expansion that is coming up, so the have we started the construction, or it will start from next financial year?
So right now we are selecting the civil contractor who will do the construction. We are hopeful to start construction by early next month.
Okay. And then on last question, the new product introduction and the performance of the new product that we introduced over the past few years. So if you can brief us how those two poultry products and the other new products are doing which we have introduced in the past 1.5 years.
Yeah, see, we have seen sales growth taking place across the board in all our products. The new products, of course, in terms of percentages, are showing very, very high growth numbers, close to about 100-150%, but that's because of a very small denominator which they have. But overall, I can tell you that the top three products which we used to have, which we have, their contribution in the current year has gone down from 41.5% to 38.9%. So there's a 3% decrease in the top three products. While these products have grown substantially at the same time, it is the other smaller products also which are adding to the growth. So we are seeing a complete broad-based growth taking place in terms of sales.
Sure, that is pretty happening to know. And then this is the new five products that we are planning to launch. What are the timelines for this launches, and plus, you know, will they also be catering to some poultry market, or they'll all be mammal, and what can be the opportunity size for each of these products? Like, are they large products, let's say 50-100 crore plus, or these are small niche products that we normally cater to?
So of the ones which we are doing, there is only one poultry product. We have not added any other poultry product right now. We just continue with one. The others are in the farm animal range in the veterinary field. So So those are basically antibacterials and for anthelmintics, for worms. And that's the largest market segment any which way is, which we have.
Yeah. And are this, you know, big products or this has the, let's say, you know, some 100, 150 crore kind of market opportunity products that we normally used to target with? Yeah.
No, we don't take those kind of large, very large products. We take products with a potential market size of probably about 30 to 50 crores. The ones which have got a market share size of 100 plus already have many players in the market. So our value addition in those might still be restricted. So we still are looking at the mid-size segment right now. And there's a lot of growth coming in those niche markets.
Okay, okay. And the US has been doing pretty well for past, so, you know, this year also in half year, because then the last year also we entered the market and had shown decent growth. So with our entry into the US market, how does it open up the entire market for us? Can we see, can this become a large market for NGL going forward?
Yeah, see, the US market which we are addressing is a non-US FDA market. So we still don't have any US registrations over there. But we have U.S. customers, so it's customers who are buying in the U.S. And they are able to do it without doing the registration. So, frankly, we don't expect a very large traction because there are just two customers over there. But hopefully, we will try to develop a strategy over the next 2 or 3 years to see how we can penetrate that market better.
So, but can this become as big as Europe market for us over the next 3 to 5 years?
It's still early to say because we are still seeing very good growth in the lesser regulated markets, and that is giving us a pretty good push on the top line. We really don't want to be distracted right now by trying to go too much behind the regulated markets. So we will keep our focus in that the way we have been doing it right now. At the same time, we will not ignore the fact that there is a good potential market available in Europe and US. In terms of the regulated markets. And probably the next 2 to 5 years is probably would be a good time for us to tap into those.
Okay, okay. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rupesh Dhatia from IntelSense Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, you're audible.
Okay. Sir, this 55 crore inventory, can you please give split between, you know, finished goods and rest?
Sure, just give me a minute. I'll let you know. So of the finished goods inventory, of the total inventory, 23 crores is in terms of raw materials, 9 crores in finished goods, and about 22 crores in semi-finished goods. These are the major ones, and there are the smaller heads also.
And these roughly 30 crores of finished and semi-finished goods, they will be accounted at cost, right, sir?
They are at cost, yeah.
Okay, and we expect these to be, you know, I mean, dispatched in the near term, or is there like some to manage the cost escalations you are doing this?
No, there are two factors. There has been a big increase in chemical market commodity prices. At the same time, because prices were going up, there has been a demand supply gap. So supplies have not been very smooth. So we decided to stock, especially on those items where, you know, the delivery period is long. And we increase our stocking levels just to ensure that we don't face any stockouts. And we expect this to continue as long as this commodity market is in this crazy demand supply imbalance. And hopefully it should start correcting early part of next year.
Okay, okay.
At that time when supply is a little more eased out, we will also start lowering stock levels a bit to normal levels.
Okay, okay, sir. Okay, understood. And sir, most of our export contracts, the customer pays the freight, or I mean, how is the split between where customer pays the freight and where we pay the freight?
So even when we do the bookings, no, everything is in spot business. Though it is spot business, normally these contracts are to be executed over a period of between 2 and 4 months. So freight was already included in the contract. It came as a shock to us. We are now moving around towards a situation wherein we pass on the freight cost separately to the customer. But it's something which, you know, works with a time lag of about 4 months, 5 months for the entire cost increase to be passed on.
So majority of our business is where the freight cost is included in the pricing. Would that be correct understanding, sir?
Yeah, we work on CIF contracts, most of them.
Okay. And you are able to now have conversations with customers and pass on the freight cost.
Yes.
Okay. And then, sir, one little bit longer term question. We kind of have, you know, step growth in our business. We were a small company and now our scale has increased. We are now, you know, looking at 800 crore kind of annual profitability run rate. So in terms of, you know, capex planning and future growth planning, would we say now we'll go a little bit more sophisticated and have advanced planning? So let's say after Tarapur, next capex, you know, would be planned in advance, because we also have another, you know, after the capex comes, we have 1 year of, you know, validation batches, customer audits and things like that. So would we now have team and things in a way that, you know, we do advanced planning now for all the capexes post Tarapur? So that way from step, you know, we kind of go to a ramp.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. We will look into developing a more longer term view on capex expansions and start doing more on a 5 to 7 year planning.
Okay.
So it takes a little bit of time to do that, but we will start working towards that.
Okay, that is good to know, sir. And then, sir, this in this quarter, these other expenses have gone by 4 crore sequentially. So can you roughly give impact of, you know, energy costs, how much energy costs went up, and how much freight costs went up? If you can give some.
Energy cost has gone up by about 60 lakhs in the quarter. Outsourcing cost has gone up by about 1.5 crores, and freight cost has gone up by 75 lakhs. These are the three main areas where the cost has gone up.
And these are sequential increases, right, sir?
This is as compared to Q1 of this year.
Yeah. Okay. And one last question, sir. In we in general see regulations tightening up around the world, at least in agri side, some of these things are very clear. So in terms of risks, where, you know, some of our products getting banned, how do you see that risk in our portfolio?
What risk was this?
In agri, at least we hear, you know, that PPM levels are high, so Europe is coming with a new regulation. India had some story 1 or 2 years ago that where some molecules were getting banned. And now, you know, a lot of this discussion is moving that whatever the API, whatever we are feeding animals,